It's Friday morning at KVCR, and that means we take a look at some of the week's news headlines with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Matt.
So this week, we're going to be talking about smog. It's summer. It's August. That means, you know, the air is a certain shade of brown.
That's for sure. We haven't seen the mountains much in the past couple of months. And in fact, the data bear this out. The levels of ozone pollution have been higher than normal. Smog-forming emissions are actually down, so that's not the reason. So what's causing this? Unusually hot and stagnant weather and record-breaking temperatures.
So this whole like thing that we've seen with the really murky air, I mean, yeah, we had the pilot fire this week, so that really didn't help anything, but it's just sitting there. I mean, there's no breeze. Is that what's really causing this?
Yeah, it's not your imagination. It really is just in a holding pattern over inland Southern California. And you know, the reason this pollution is serious is not just because we can't see our beautiful mountains, but also because there are serious health effects. In fact, a New York University study that was just released this past week shows that higher rates of death are attributable to air pollution. The study shows that in the Long Beach, Los Angeles, Glendale area, about 1,300 people a year are estimated to die as a result of bad air. In the Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario area, about 808 people. And in the Santa Ana, Irvine area, about 64 deaths. In addition, a lot more hospitalizations and serious illnesses are attributed to poor air quality.
Well, I mean, this is kind of startling, especially given the fact that the San Bernardino survey came out with residents of the county, and they said air quality isn't even something they really worry about anymore.
Yeah, it's been such an improvement over the past 30 years. Pollution levels really are dramatically down, but that isn't accounting for this weather factor just in the past couple of months. Hopefully, when we reach the fall and we get some breezes through here, some of that bad air will blow away and there'll be less ozone formation.
Well, fingers crossed that we get some actual weather. Shifting gears, in Riverside County, the GOP official who tweeted out he was ready for Hillary from the official Riverside County GOP account, that guy has since lost his job.
His name is Nathan Allen Miller. He is an elected member of the board of the Riverside Community College District. In fact, he's the vice president of the board. He's also an elected member of the Riverside County Republican Central Committee. Now, he was a state official. He was a staff member of the Board of Equalization. That's the job he has stepped down from in the kind of the backwash from what he posted on Twitter.
Well, what can you remind us what exactly that tweet looked like?
It was a pretty gruesome image of a hangman on a gallows with nooses hanging behind him, wearing a hood and a bloody apron and a medieval-looking axe at his hip. And underneath it said, "I'm ready for Hillary." You know, if he just tweeted that out on his personal account, that would have been one thing. But he tweeted it out on the official Twitter feed of the county Republican Party. And that got him reprimanded by the Republican Party. They cannot ask him to step down. He's an elected official. So until the voters choose otherwise, he's in office.
Well, I mean, he's been condemned by a lot of people, but has anybody heard from him personally?
He actually, when I reached out to him, I reached out to him on Facebook, through email, and also by phone. He didn't return my call, but he actually had a very high-profile Republican consultant call me and try to speak for him, and I said, that's not acceptable. He owes the voters who elected him a better explanation of what his thought process was when he decided to post this image.
In Canyon Lake, we're going to turn now to talk about the algae blooms there. This has been happening all around the state. There's been these toxic algae blooms that have prevented people from swimming, and now it's in the Inland Empire?
Right. And again, that's attributable to these the weather in the summer, the high temperatures that we've had, and stagnation. So the shallower parts of these lakes, Canyon Lake is just the latest. Lake Elsinore, same thing. They've had to be shut down with warnings for people not to go in the water. It's very serious. The algae causes a toxin to be released into the water that can harm human health and even kill pets and animals.
That sounds terrifying and awful.
Hopefully, again, when the weather cools down, that's going to go away. A similar warning has also been in effect at Silverwood Lake, which is a big recreational lake in San Bernardino County. But the restrictions on swimming and boating and other activities haven't lasted that long. The officials, you know, recognize this is summer. Everybody wants to get in the water. So they've tried to lift the limitations as quickly as they can.
Last but certainly not least, an Inland Empire stalwart of politics, Joe Baca, he has been changing things up, to say the least.
Well, yeah. You know, he was a Democrat during the whole time that he served in office in the state legislature as well as in Congress. And then he left office and re-registered as a Republican and ran for some local offices. He did not win. And now he's changed his registration again to no party preference. He says there's just too much partisanship in government and he just doesn't want to be any part of it.
Well, working Joe Baca, working to change his party affiliation again.
That's right.
Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. And before we go, I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure working with you. I understand you're off to a job in Boise, Idaho.
I am off to Idaho at the end of the month. I'm going to be the morning edition host for Boise State Public Radio.
Well, congratulations, and we'll miss you here.